So President Cyril Ramaphosa is yet to announce his decision on whether he will accept the recommendations on the Mokoro inquiry, and fire advocate Nomcobo Jiba and Lawrence Mukwege. Retired Constitutional Court Justice Yvonne Mokoro found the pair neither fit nor proper to hold office and their senior position at the National Prosecuting Authority. And she's basically saying, sack them. They shouldn't be there. In a scathing 140-page report, the two advocates were found to be dishonest and lacking in integrity. So let's unpack that 140-page report with EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman. Barry, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for coming through. These findings of the Mokoro inquiry are damning, you know, questioning the integrity, the ethics, and the accountability of Jiba and Mukwege. But the report goes beyond this, doesn't it? Tell us about the decisions then that the pair made at their time, during their time at the NPA, that Mukoro has criticized in this report.
Yeah, good afternoon, Clement. Well, this goes back several years, and it relates to the decisions related in the case to do with former head of crime intelligence, Richard Mdluli. It was the decision there by the head of the Specialized Commercial Crimes Unit, Lawrence Mukwege, to unilaterally withdraw the criminal case against Mdluli without consulting with the Director of Public Prosecutions. And then when representations were made by Advocate Glynis Bredenbach, prosecutor at the time, too, Jiba, she disregarded these representations. She didn't even feel the need to have a look and consider them. So there was those matters. There was Jiba's conduct in the so-called spy tapes matter. I mean, there were adverse findings related to her there in the manner in which she conducted herself. Of course, there's the Johan Boysen matter. There's another important decision that was made by Jiba to authorize the racketeering charges against the former head of KwaZulu-Natal Hawks. The court making adverse findings against her there, and this was relied on by Justice Mokoro to come to conclusions related to Jiba and Mukwege. I'll just give you a quick line here, and you know, you spoke about the lack of integrity and so on. This, to me, says that perhaps the strongest line to come out of it, and it had to do with Jiba's conduct in the Johan Boysen, the litigation related to that matter, where it felt it was held that she had misled the court. And what Mokoro said, it was found in following that approach, referring to her approach in the litigation, Jiba compromised her integrity and consequently, and here it is, cannot be entrusted with the responsibilities of the office that she holds. She simply cannot be trusted as a deputy national director of prosecution with the responsibilities that go with such high office. So I think, you know, this is seriously damning. But, you know, not unsurprising findings, Clement. I mean, if you've been following Jiba and Mukwege over the years, I mean, there have been adverse findings, numerous of them, which have been relied on here, but they have been in the public domain for years. And even the former prosecution's boss, Mkolisi Nkasana, when he laid complaints with the president at the time, President Jacob Zuma, that he's having problems with Jiba, it was ignored, and he was eventually pushed out, and these people were allowed to continue in the NPA. I think this has finally put to bed this issue.
So it's become obvious then that they've brought the NPA into disrepute. The president doesn't have much choice here but to sack them. And I suppose some may argue it's always been his intention to do so.
I think you're right there, Clement. I think you've got to look at what the president has done. The president has done elsewhere. Let's have a look at the SA Revenue Service. What the president did there was he came into office. He was sitting with this issue of Tom Moyane, the allegations against him. He did not act unilaterally. He didn't do anything behind closed doors. He opened it up. He held the Nugent Commission of Inquiry. Ultimately, recommendations was made. And because the Nugent Commission of Inquiry was held in an open and transparent manner, the findings of this commission were credible and it was accepted by the public, and the president was able to act. We've had the same thing here. We've had a retired constitutional court justice who'd been appointed, and through an open and transparent process, gathered all the evidence which was heard by the public, compiled this report, put it together, and has presented it to the president. There has been a process that he has followed, and it has been an opportunity for everybody to make submissions, including those implicated. And this is what the recommendation is, that these people aren't fit nor proper to hold the office. I think you're quite right. The president can almost do nothing but sack the two. He doesn't have to adhere to the recommendations. He's not legally bound by them, but I think given what he has done before, he certainly will. However, there is still a process that must go through to Parliament, which is the ultimate decision maker on whether or not to remove these two individuals.
And how important, Barry, is what she said at the conclusion of that 140-page report? Because this is what she says. The president must never allow this situation to happen again. And she says that action must also be taken against politicians who interfere in the NPA. And I suppose that's been the case in the past. And with the new dawn now and the new NPA head, the hope is that this is not going to be the case anymore.
Well, you're quite right. And I think this particular paragraph should not only be read by the president, but it also should be read by our new National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Batoy. Because, I mean, as a head and somebody who would have to resist those political interference in the organization, she would do well to take a cue from this. And the president and all the other members of the executive would do well to heed the recommendations and the findings of the Mokoro inquiry. The independence of the National Prosecuting Authority, and we've seen it over the years, how through the, you've got certain levels of corruption, almost like an onion if you want, and you can start on the outside where you can stop the police from investigating, but if they investigate and put together a docket, they'll send it to the National Prosecuting Authority. That's the next step where they would be able to stop a prosecution going ahead, and we have seen this, just listening to some of the evidence at state capture recently, where it would get to the point of a prosecutor making a decision to prosecute, where there is an abundance of evidence, and the decision isn't taken not to. So we need to shield the NPA to ensure that it is protected so that when these cases come before it and it has to make a decision, they're able to make those decisions based on the facts without fear, without favor, and without prejudice.
Thank you so much for your time, EWN reporter Barry Bateman. I mean, it's an intriguing report to read. And in that, Mokoro also says, we deserve a prosecuting authority that acts without fear or favor. Couldn't agree more. 15 minutes after 12.